They survey everything. America's favorite sandwiches.
Okay. Is the muffalata on there?
Bread. The what?
The muffalata, and what is that?
Tasty.
I'm afraid to ask.
Olives?
Yeah, that sounds...
No, the muffalata? Yeah.
Oh, muffalata.
I mean, when you say it like that, it sounds less
inappropriate.
Is like
peanut butter and jelly on there, or are you asking for like schlotzkies?
Peanut butter and jelly? No. Like,
ham and cheese, okay. Turkey and cheese.
Okay. Right. Peanut butter and jelly's got to be number one.
Nope. No, not even close. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's seventh.
It has been years since I've had a good PB&J, but man, it's good. It's so good.
Muffaletta.
Thank you. Muffaletta.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go ham and cheese. It's got to be toward the top.
Ham and cheese is number four.
Okay.
Turkey and cheese.
Turkey and Swiss.
Turkey and cheese is number three.
Ooh. A taco.
A taco is not a sandwich, Daniel.
Or is a hot dog?
You can say hot dog. Don't you start.
I know. Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese is number one.
Booyah!
Reuben.
No.
Ugh.
Cuban.
No.
A club.
No.
Oh.
Turkey and
Swiss.
Oh,
wait. BLT, baby. BLT for the win.
Which is my favorite sandwich, does not make the top eight.
You know why?
Heretics.
People weren't really thinking. They weren't really deeply thinking about the toasted sandwich. Yes, because I like mine toasted.
I made a BLT at home yesterday and brought it to work.
The Monte Cristo.
Okay, I'm just going to take us out of our torture here.
The what?
Grilled cheese is number one. Chicken sandwich is number two.
Oh.
Turkey sandwich, number three. Ham sandwich, number four.
Wait, so chicken beat turkey and ham? Who did they ask?
Tuna sandwich is number five.
Ooh, I'm very specific about the tuna sandwich.
Egg, have the right mix of mayo.
Egg sandwich is number six.
Oh, the old egg salad.
Two things you shouldn't take on a plane, tuna and egg salad.
PB&J is number seven, and number eight, the meatball sandwich.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
There is no way egg salad and even chicken salad beat peanut butter and jelly. No way.
Well, they surveyed adults.
Mature adults?
All right.
The only adult that I know that brings a PB&J to work is Sam.
It's so good.
When was the last time you had a PB&J?
Oh, it has been years. But Sam, I'm telling you.
Then how can it be in your top eight?
Because it's so good. You just forget how good it is. Now, I'll tell you, grilled cheese is my favorite. If my mom is making it, there's nothing better in the whole wide world.
Nope.
Okay.
Do you put mayonnaise on your grilled cheese?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to that, but I don't.
It's a good touch.
Gross.
Do you put peanut butter on both pieces of bread or just one?
I do one, peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other side, and I smash them together.
Mm.
And then I cut them into triangles. Very important.
Gross.
I do a heaping scoop of peanut butter on both pieces of bread and a little bit of jelly in the middle.
Sam, we know. We smell your breath after you eat when it works.
I love PB&J. Come on now.
He uses some potent smelling peanut butter. I'm telling you right now.
Potent enough that I have to ask my coworkers if they're allergic.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Before he eats one in the newsroom, he'll say, anybody here allergic to peanuts?
That's so nice you ask that, Sam.
He's thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
PTSD from grade school, but yeah.
Mm. By the way, 32% of Americans will cut their sandwich into a rectangle. 35% will cut them into triangles.
Mm-hmm.
33% eat them uncut.
Oh, weirdos.
See, I diagonal slice a sandwich with meat on it.
You have to...
I don't slice a PB&J.
No.
It's all messy.
I don't ever slice a sandwich like a chicken sandwich or a PB&J. It's just extra time.
I slice a BLT.
I mean, okay, I can see that, but nah, no slicing.
Is a burger a sandwich?
No, it's not listed as one.
No, because it's not listed as one. I will
it's
tell you this.
Between two pieces of bread.
I cannot remember the last time I went to a restaurant and ordered a sandwich. I don't even peruse that side of the menu.
Really?
If it says between a bun, if I'm going to a restaurant, I am not getting something that I could throw together at home.
Like a chicken salad sandwich or something?
No, I can make that at home. No. If I'm going to a restaurant, I want something like...
Sometimes it depends on the type of restaurant you're going to. I think if you're going to like a deli style, they're going to make much better chicken salad than you could at home.
Pizza oven
baked Italian hero at Martin City Brewery
is so good.
Mm.
I love that
chef's
place.
Chef's kiss.
I love that place. The key with the chicken salad, I'm just going to tell you right now, it's the dill. I put dill in my chicken salad. You got to have dill.
Yeah.
It's the real dill.
Yeah, that's right.
Do
that's
you
right.
put celery in your chicken salad?
Yes.
Of course you do.
And, wait for it, toasted pine nuts.
Oh, grapes wow. or no
Ooh,
grapes?
Oh, grapes fancy. For sure.
No
you
grapes.
You have to put grapes in. Red ones.
Red, of course, red. You yeah. wouldn't put green in there.
Duh.
Wow.
And Y'all walnuts.
Fancy.
I just don't eat chicken salad.
See, now, if it's a chicken salad, I'm putting in cashews.
Ooh.
Ew, that's not terrible. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't kick that out of bed. Wow. All right.
You give that a day in court?
Mm-hmm.
We're standing by for Brian Busby.
Apparently.
From Channel 9.
No, the number one question is, crust or no crust?
Crust.
Always crust. Nobody mentioned the peanut butter, banana, and honey.
I don't mind.
Because nobody eats
There's
that.
A reason
I don't
that wasn't
mind
mentioned.
It, but it would not be my go-to, Sam. Because I'm not seven.
Wow. standing by for Brian Busby. Get an update on the weather that is moving into the Kansas City Metro in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.